Hey, wellness crew. Welcome back to another episode of Bags of Wellness, the podcast where we talk wellness essentials for a balanced and thriving lifestyle. My name is Jessica Rowe. I'm an author and a motivational speaker. And on today's episode, the topic will be self-care repair. Stay tuned. All right, glad you all made it back to another episode, which is episode 3 of Bags of Wellness. So let's get into it. Let's talk about self-care repair. Self-care repair for me is always necessary. Listen, there are some days and some times where I can go without even checking in on myself, where I can go without even doing the things that I need to do to make sure that I'm good, to make sure that I'm well, that my overall well-being is in check. And it happens because we're busy, we have children, we have other responsibilities after work, we're just always on the go. So we need to kind of check in with ourselves every now and again, and do that self-care repair. Make it a fun thing to do. Don't make it something to where you're like, oh my goodness, here we go again. Oh, I'm dreading this because I really don't want to do this. You should be doing this. This is good for your overall health. Get somewhere, sit down, or go somewhere and do the things you need to do to heal yourself. Now, you know, you probably have those aches and pains and you're just feeling exhausted and tired all the time. And you're like, oh, it'll pass. It'll go. And usually it does. But it does when you take a break and you sit down and you rest and you relax. Now, I got 3 points right here that I want to talk about that may help you start the self-care repair. And remember, self-care is something that we are doing as part of our lifestyle, okay? We're implementing taking care of ourselves into our lifestyle. It is not something that we're putting on the shelf and we'll look at it later when we pass by it. No, this is something that we need to be putting in our mind, on our mindset of taking care of ourselves, right? Nothing wrong with this. This is okay. There's no need to feel guilty or ashamed for doing this. This is your life. You only get it one time, and you have the opportunity and the possibilities to take care of yourself in the best way that you know how. So here are the 3 things that I want you to think about, right? So here's the first one. Start back doing activities that you used to do maybe 10 years ago. Or maybe when you were younger, you had a hobby that you loved to do. But you know, as time goes on, sometimes our responsibilities increase. We may have a new relationship. All kinds of things go on in time. And we do forget about the things that made us laugh, the things we enjoyed, because now we are caught up in some other things. And those other things are not bad things. It's just things that we needed to be a part of or things that we needed to do. But at the same time, we are leaving our self-care neglected. So a hobby that you used to love to do, think about those things, right? If you're still able to do it, I know, you know, you get older, and there's a lot of things that we can no longer do, but there's some new things that we can look into. Maybe it's some stuff that you wrote down a couple of years ago that you were interested in, or you saw a few years ago when you were interested in and you always wanted to do that. You know, there are 90-year-old people skydiving. Now, I'm not saying you have to go that far, but I'm saying, age, don't let age be a factor. Now, if your health is, you know, you may have some health issues and things like that, of course, you don't want to engage in anything that is dangerous that could probably injure you even further. You just want to make sure that, you know, you're taking precaution, but at the same time, you want to get back to doing things that you love, things that excite you, things that just make you happy, that just make you smile on the inside and the outside. Find those activities. Go back to those activities. You know, sometimes for me, it's watching, and thank goodness for these apps, I'm able to watch TV shows from the 80s. I just love doing that, especially if it was a series, a TV show that I didn't watch a lot. Of course, because I was a kid, I grew up in the 80s, but in the 90s, I was a teenager and I was always out and about on the go, you know, and it's things that I never got to watch. But now as I get older, my kids are grown, and I want to find something that interests me, that excites me, that makes me feel good and happy, I'll watch a series of a television show. Like right now, I'm currently watching The Facts of Life. Some of these episodes I've never seen before. So it's exciting to watch these things for me. It's, you know, I get a little happiness and joy inside of me. And I'm learning some lessons from these episodes as well. So that is something that makes me happy, right? That's something that helps me with my self-care, especially if I'm not having a not so good day or great day or something like that. And I know I can turn on this television show to, you know, help boost my mood and my spirits and things like that, and have me thinking about certain things, right? So do some activities, get back to your hobbies and things like that, that you used to have. Let that be a part of your self-care repair journey. And listen, this journey could be for however long that you want to have it. Remember, there's no expiration date. There's no time limit on things like this. When you are taking care of yourself and your well-being and your wellness and things like that, don't put a limit on it. Don't put a time stamp on it as far as an end date to it. Just do it. Do it as many times as it helps you to feel good. Something that is great, wonderful, and powerful and helpful for you to feel good about yourself. Okay. And so the second one, now I know many of us, we may not like this too much, but health checkups, right? Getting your annual checkups. Are you going to the doctor? Making sure that you are good, that you are okay. Your blood work is, you know, coming out normal. And if maybe some numbers are up, that you're able to correct those things. And ladies, our mammograms, we want to make sure we get our annual mammograms, right? So let's start putting in the process of doing our annual health checkups. Beginning of the year, make sure you're writing down where you need to go to get your checkups, right? You know, our 6 months to the dentist, right? Make sure that's a part of our health and wellness, our oral hygiene. That is super important. So make sure you're going to the dentist and getting the checkup. If you need to get the repairs and things like that, I learned the hard way about not going to the dentist as needed. And yeah, make sure you go into your dental checkups as much as possible or however you need to. So your overall health is your wealth, and it starts with you making sure you're making these things happen. I know some of us, we don't like needles. We don't like hospitals. I get that. I understand that. But if you're able to have a friend to go along with you, if they are able to come into the hospitals or the doctor office with you. Now, I don't know how things are, you know, in every state because of COVID. You know, there are still doctor's offices that are taking precautions because people are still getting sick out here. Recently had a family member who had COVID. And so it's still going on. So we want to make sure that we're doing our health checkups and we are healthy as possible. And again, it starts with us doing our due diligence to make sure we're getting those annual checkups and making sure we're following through with doctor's orders and things like that. And so the third one is we have to watch what we eat. What are we eating? What are we putting in our bodies? Okay. I know we love the processed food. I know we love the fast food, but let's try to keep that to a minimum, right? That's something that I'm working on as well as a part of my self-care repair, minimizing my food intake as far as processed food and fast food. So we want to put more fruits and vegetables in our diets, less carbs, less sugar, so we can have an overall healthy and balanced life. And exercise, right? Add that 10 to 20 minute a day or three times a week exercise, whether it's strength training, whether it's walking, whether it's bicycling, maybe some sit-ups, or you know, they have something now where they're doing chair yoga. I heard about that. So if you know you're not that mobile or you have some aches and pains and things like that, maybe you can do chair yoga or chair exercises. I heard those are new things that they have come out with since people are, you know, working from home. So what we eat and our physical well-being, that is so important for just overall wellness, right? We can do this, y'all. We can make this happen. Our wellness is everything, and it should be everything to you. It should not be any type of negotiation or anything like that. When it comes to our wellness, we need to put this head on. It needs to be number one in our life. And again, it's a process. It takes time. It's not going to be overnight, right? I know this is not going to be overnight, but when we just start with the basics and start to work on them as much as we can, or however we think about it, or making sure that it is a priority for ourselves, we can come out with the wellness that we have always wanted. We want to feel good. We want to look good, right? We want to be good. We want to get up every morning with that smile on our face and saying, hey, I slept well last night. I feel good. Today is going to be a great day. Just saying those things can help you get on the road to your self-care repair and your healing for yourself. Now, I know this is probably a lot to take in, but thankfully you could go back, you know, and listen to the recording again and, you know, take some notes, take some tips. Remember, I'm on this journey with you, right? It's not a completion date when it comes to wellness and self-care. I'm on the journey with you all. I'm doing these things that I am suggesting for you to do. I'm not always perfect when it comes to these things, but I'm making it happen. And I do notice when I stay consistent with these things, I do feel better. I feel a whole lot better about myself. There's less anxiety and there's less depression when I implement these three tips in regards to self-care repair. So what tips can you implement? What advice can you give, you know, yourself or to others when it comes to their health, if you just so happen to be having that conversation about health? All right. So let me know in the comments. Again, I think there's an area of space where you can leave some comments and let me know how this recording, this podcast, was helpful to you. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.